Secretary Rollins, C.J. Miller with Hoosier Ag Today.
Hello.
Argentina beef.
Yes.
President Trump here recently has said that he wants to lower beef prices, retail prices for consumers, and is seeking possibly to import beef from Argentina. I've spoken with Colin Woodall. He's the president and CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says he's had conversations with you and your office and with the White House and lawmakers. He and other cattle producers are saying that they're unhappy with this proposal to bring in beef from Argentina. What say you in terms of that particular plan to offset beef prices here in the U.S.?
Well, thanks for bringing that up. A couple of important points on this. Every year, Americans consume about 12 million metric tons of beef. 12 million metric tons, which I know is mind-numbing to all of us. 10 million metric tons of beef is produced in America, good American beef, the best in the world. We do it the best in the world, a lot of it from this part of the country. Of the 12 million we consume, 2 million we import every year. So the idea, and most of that is imported to mix in for ground beef, sort of the lower cost beef for those who can't afford a $30 or a $50 or a $70 steak. And so what the president was talking about was nothing much different from what we have done for a really long time. Currently, we import about 20,000 metric tons from Argentina, so 20,000 of the 12 million, so a very small amount. The president was talking about going to 40 or 60 or 80,000 metric tons. Again, a very small amount of the full 12 million, even a small amount of the 2 million we already import. When you put that up against the fact that we have closed the ports, we have no crossing of live cattle in the last almost 6 or so months, the tariffs, the 50% tariffs on Brazil, we've seen a huge slowing down of product from Brazil. So what the president was talking about in terms of Argentina doesn't even make up for what we haven't gotten across in the last few months. I say all of that because, on the one hand, because I think that the reaction, if people had understood the facts and understood that the president has a commitment that he made to secure the border and bring the cost of groceries down, he's working really hard to fulfill that promise. But the flip side, I've said this too, I understand the frustration of the cattlemen. We are at a 75-year low for our cattle herd. These guys have not made money, have not been able to put a new roof on their barn, have not been able to buy a new truck in a decade or so. That this moment in time was allowing them, and that's an unfortunate part of agriculture and producers, is it's very boom and bust. We're in boom right now for the cattlemen, and so I think they, when they heard that, felt very threatened by it and thought, you know, well, we need to rebuild our herds. How are we going to do that now if there's going to be a flood of beef imported from Argentina? So we released a plan last week, a 5-point plan on how to rebuild the herds, how to support our cattlemen. We're opening up 5 million acres of Forest Service land, USDA land, and interior land for very low-cost lease for our ranchers to have an additional opportunity to build their herds. We are putting a ton of money into smaller processing plants around the country so that you've got a kind of a deregulation, if you will, more competition from the processors, and that's really important. USDA is going to be launching a $100 million ad campaign in January, Buy American Beef, product of the USA. I feel very bullish. I'm very encouraged and excited for our cattlemen, but we are in a moment in time that for a lot of reasons, there's some frustration out there, but I feel good on the direction we're going. Oh, thank you for that.